of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa died when we was very young. I never got a chance to see him. I never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
oh, he left us was alone.
But never worked a day in his life.
And mama, there's some bad talk going around town saying the papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Hey, heard some talk about papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Stealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up at me.
Well, hello, I'm DJ Frederick, and this is One Song Wonders, the radio show where we explore many versions of just one song. On this edition, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Probably Keith Richards.
September, the day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. But that was the day that my daddy died. I never caught a chance to meet him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. And mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was at home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Papa was a rolling stone. Mm-hmm. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Back in the day, the music, I love music. Any kind of music, just as long as it's grooving. Thank you.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Always remember, yes I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, Papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Yeah. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Never worked a day in his life. Saying Papa had three outside children and another wife. That ain't right. Talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talk about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in dirt, stealing in the name of the Lord.
Much on thinking, spend most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Ooh, yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Hat was his home.
When he died,
all the
Lee Ritenour, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and before that, the wonderful Gregory Porter with his version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And if you're wondering what we heard at the start of the show, it was the very first recorded version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Undisputed Truth. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're listening to One Song Wonders, the radio show where we explore many versions of just one song. Thank you. from the album Bananas Are Not Created Equal, released on Mainstream Records back in 1972. That was Jay Berliner with his version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, Papa Was a Rolling Stone is a song originally performed by The Undisputed Truth. It was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1971. And later in 1972, Whitfield cut a different version of the song, turning it into a 12-minute track for The Temptations. It was released on their 1972 album, All Directions, and we haven't looked back since. One of the greatest songs of all time. And we're exploring different versions of it here on One Song Wonders.
How does a tea kettle make its whistling sound? Like many things in the world of science, the answer isn't as simple as it may seem. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Ross Henrywood is a researcher in the engineering department at Cambridge University in the United Kingdom.
Now, in a kettle, we have a spout, which is a length of pipe, and then at the end, there is this whistle. And in most tea kettles that use this whistling arrangement, there are two small plates, typically about an inch in diameter, and separated by about half an inch. And there's this small hole through the middle, so the steam has to come up through this large duct and then contract to go through the whistle, and it's that contraction that forms a jet. And we were trying to work out why that jet made a noise.
A typical tea kettle produces a suite of sounds that builds to a crescendo.
When the kettle just starts to boil, the whistle actually behaves like what you get when you blow over a empty wine bottle. The air inside the neck of the bottle starts bouncing up and down. But when the flow increases, so when the kettle's boiling more vigorously, it switches to this other mechanism.
In its final stage, the whistle produces its shrillest sound.
You can imagine that if you're playing a recorder and you're playing some nice low notes, but if you suddenly blow much harder, you get a higher note.
A similar phenomenon occurs in the spout of the tea kettle as the acoustic wave inside bounces back and forth at a higher rate. Ross Henrywood's findings may also have a bearing in situations where a whistle is unwanted.
And this goes on for various things. So there's household plumbing, there's car exhaust, there's industrial pipelines. Anything that involves a pipe with two constrictions that whistles might be due to this mechanism. And if it is, then we can potentially take steps to eliminate it.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got
chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama bowed her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying Papa had three outside children and another wife.
And that ain't right.
Heard talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching, dealing in debt, stealing in the name of the law.
Mama just hung her head.
You're listening to One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick. Sunlight Square with a remix of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and before that we heard Dub Nation featuring G.C. Cameron. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders. Today we are exploring Papa Was a Rolling Stone. If you have any songs you'd like to suggest for future editions of One Song Wonders, you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Thank you.
We're discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song. It's One Song Wonders. That was Ken Karsh with his cover of Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Thank you.
Steel Band cover of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I almost wanted to say cover of the Rolling Stone. Very different song. And before that, Mr. Roy Ayers. Beautiful, beautiful music. Great vibes player. Okay, this is DJ Frederick, and that's going to wrap it up for this edition of One Song Wonders. If you have any suggestions for tunes to cover in the future editions, email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Until next time, wishing you many blessings and the joy and the wonder of music.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw the bombs a dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say, beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? To be